Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Run the world, girls.
It is a Woman Wednesday, so I decided to give a little insight to something that's going to be going on this week, because thank you, Guy. I'm taking Friday off. You might have remembered a couple Woman Wednesdays ago, I talked about my aunt who was very sick.
Yeah.
She since has passed. So this weekend is going to be her burial and her celebration of life. So I'm taking a couple days off to go be with the family.
Terribly sorry, first. And we're all thinking about you this weekend. It's very tough.
Thank you. But something I'm doing this weekend that I'm really nervous about is I am going to be doing the eulogy at her ceremony or her celebration of life. And I didn't write it, so that was one of the pressures I didn't have to do. But they asked me to get up and read it. And I'm assuming, of course, you know, I was her niece, but I'm assuming that they're asking me to get up and read in front of a group of people because of what I do for a living. I talk for a living.
Oh, you think that's why they actually asked you?
Yeah, because...
That's added pressure.
Well, I mean, I didn't write it. It was very well written, but I didn't write it. It's going to be a room about 200 people. My aunt was very, very well loved.
200?
Yeah, it's going to be a very big celebration of life. But I am nervous. I am so nervous to do this. I mean, this is what I do for a living. I get up, I talk on the radio, but really what it is I'm in a room with you, Guy, and we just talk. I don't see everybody, so I think that takes away some of the pressure of talking. Getting up and talking in front of people, I am not comfortable with. Like, it makes me really nervous.
I'm 100% in agreement on you with this, and not many people know this, because they're like, you're talking on radio to a lot of
people. Right.
But we don't feel like that, because I'm just looking at you and right. We're having a conversation.
Exactly.
And people are joining in. Getting up in front of people and seeing them looking at you, seeing what they're doing, seeing how they're reacting, totally different ball game. And people don't associate that with the difference between radio and doing that. People think it goes hand in hand because we speak well. And you've got some added pressure there because people, if they actually selected you, obviously you're close to your aunt.
Right.
But because you speak well on radio.
Well, and I mean, I would do this no matter what. I'm honored that they even asked me to get up and speak during her celebration of life.
But it's a natural feel nerves.
Yeah. And I like even talking about it right now, my hands are sweating because I've been like reading over it and over it. I'm like, I don't want to mess up. So for Woman Wednesday, what's something that people assume about you, but maybe isn't true? Like, you would assume that I would be a good public speaker. I'm not the best.
You are a good public speaker. You just get nervous. So what's something that people just assume you are good at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love that question. Send us a text or give us a call. 888-431-3764. Thoughts are with you this weekend, Kelly. You're taking Friday off because it's sort of a somber weekend. Your aunt, who was terminally ill, unfortunately passed mm-hmm. away. And you have to give the eulogy at a funeral or celebration of life?
Yeah, what they're doing a celebration of life, and my uncle had asked me to get up and read the eulogy, and I'm freaking out a little bit because I'm not a very good public speaker.
Very surprising.
Yeah, even though I do this for a living, like getting up in front of people and seeing them, it freaks me out.
I get it, but a lot of people don't get it. So we want to know, what do people just assume you're good at, which you're not necessarily good at or don't like doing? 99 here says, people assume because I'm a teacher, I'm good at everything like math. People, I teach second grade. 2 + 2 = 4.
All right. We have another teacher weighing in from the 562 says, I teach high school, so people just assume that I can handle kids. No, I can handle high school kids. Give me a room of kindergartners. I want nothing to do with that.
One thing I get all the time is very Australian because I still have an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've lived in America since I was 17 and I'm now 38, they're like, you must be a good surfer. Everyone in Australia surfs. How good are you at surfing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm terrified of sharks. I stay away from the ocean. Give me a swimming pool all day long. I don't mess with the sharks in Australia. They are no joke. I will not be surfing.
See, one I could see, like, you getting because you're really tall is, oh, you're tall. Like, I assume you play basketball.
I got that a lot. Did you come to America to play basketball? Mm-hmm. No, it was tennis. But thanks. We don't really play basketball in Australia. We do a little bit, so I never really grew up on basketball.
It's just weird, those things that people see you and they automatically assume something because of it. What is it for you? What do people automatically assume that you do or you're good at? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Parmalee on K-Frog. We're going to be seeing them on Saturday out in Norco for Boots in the Park. Your chance to win those tickets about 15 minutes away. It is a Woman Wednesday, and this weekend I'm very honored to be speaking at my aunt's celebration of life. I was asked to read the eulogy. And even though this is what I do for a living, I talk for a living, I am freaked out about it. I mean, I think people just assume because we talk for a living, Guy, that we'd be good at it. But no, it freaks me out to do any type of public speaking.
I get it. And we are in here looking at each other. It's tough when people are looking at you, but people don't understand that. And that happens with all professions, I think. Like 760 here says, I'm a paramedic and EMT instructor. People expect me to be able to diagnose all of their ailments. I'm forever getting pictures of random rashes or descriptions of their symptoms with questions about what it is. I don't know. Call your doctor.
Hey, bud, take a look at this. Does this look normal? We got the 808 text in and says, as a lawyer, people automatically assume you know everything about all legal questions.
Yep.
I don't know.
Nope. Go look it up. 951, I'm a dog boarder. People think I'm the dog whisperer. I love dogs, but when I'm babysitting eight, it's like a room full of toddlers.
951, I'm tattooed from head to toe, so everyone just assumes I'm a tattoo artist.
It's so funny, and I'm guilty of this. Like, we all have impressions of people, and we all have a first impression of people, mm-hmm. and sometimes it has nothing to do with how they speak to you or how they greet you. It's just completely how they look or if we know what they do professionally. We're like, oh, yeah, you can help me out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, how about how many times do you get asked, well, you work in radio. Can you just hook me up with free tickets?
All the time.
No, we make you work for them. That's why we have those Boots in the Park tickets coming up about 14 minutes away.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.